Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 16:31, Johannesburg 15:28, Mbombela 18 op na 30 grade.
Hope it's not going to be a repeat of yesterday afternoon, but there's a crash on the N1 northbound this time before Olifantsfontein, causing backups from Buccleuch already.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Aryna Sabalenka on course to make it 3 in a row at the Australian Open, and SA Rugby signs a 4-year sponsorship deal with Coca-Cola.
Die minister van minerale hulpbronne, Gwede Mantashe, sê die mynboubedryf het verlede jaar 42 sterftes aangeteken. Volgens hom is dit die laagste syfer tot nou toe. Mantashe het die media toegespreek vir die bekendstelling van die gesondheid en veiligheidsstatistiek in die bedryf.
There were no disaster type accidents reported in 2024 compared to one disaster in 2023. And everything we call a disaster in mining is when one accident takes lives of 5 and more workers. We describe that as a disaster. In 2024, there was no such an accident.
Verlede jaar is 55 sterftes aangemeld. Nou, die syfers verwys glad nie na onwettige mynbouaktiwiteit nie, vir in geval jy wonder. Maar so gepraat daarvan, die polisie sê misdaad wat verbind word aan onwettige mynbouaktiwiteit bly 'n doring in gemeenskappe se vlees. Een so voorbeeld is die moord op 3 mans wie se liggame in die Skoonspruit rivier naby Orkney gevind is. En dit volg op 'n geveg tussen 2 Basotho bendes in Kanana naby Orkney. Die waarnemende polisiekommissaris Patrick Asseneng het vroeër vandag hieroor gepraat.
Apart from being involved in illegal mining, they were fighting for the Lesotho folk type of music called Famo. So in this fight, that's when these people were killed.
En in Limpopo het die departement van onderwys bevestig dat daar steeds 1600 kinders is wat nog nie in 'n skool in die provinsie geplaas is nie, met spesifieke verwysing na Polokwane, Makopane, Tsenin en Lepalale. Hier is die woordvoerder van die departement, Mike Maringa.
Learners who are awaiting placements, that we are finalizing the process to have them in class on or before Wednesday next week.
En ten slotte, die actrice en comediant Rachel Sennett en het saam met die comediant en acteur Bowen Yang die benoemings vir vanjaarse Oscar toekennings bekendgestel. Nou, hou in gedagte, hulle dit gedoen, vir ons was het nou 4:30, vir hulle was het 6:30 die ochend in Los Angeles, en hier is wat hulle gesê het voordat hulle begin het.
Good morning, everyone. Hello. What an honor it is to be with you today.
Me and Bowen are wide awake. We have been up since 10 p.m. and between us we've had 3 Diet Cokes, an entire pack of cigarettes, and 1 Adderall.
And you get to guess who had what.
So op daardie noot het hulle begin. 10 rolprente is benoem. Roz, jy is 'n kenner op die gebied van rolprente. Is daar enigiets wat jy wou sien? Kom ons kyk of van hulle hier is.
Weet jy wat? Myn ding, altyd my hoofding, Cynthia Erivo, as long as she got a nomination for playing Elphaba in Wicked, then the rest of the categories I don't mind.
Sy is daar. En Ariana het sy het 'n benoeming gekry, Ariana, vir beste ondersteunende aktrise. Nou, as jy wonder oor die rolprente self, Anora, The Brutalist, Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Deel 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boy, The Substance en Wicked is allemaal benoem. So die Oscars vind Sondag die 2 Maart plaas. Die klank wat ons gebruik het, kom van die Oscarse amptelike YouTube kanaal. Ek is Malina Fischer, meer nuus om 5.
The only one on that list I've seen is Wicked, of the 10 best films of the year, apparently. And all I'm going to say is not that one.
When you hear...
Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran. Give me
the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on...
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
2 August ago, I told the truth.